September 9, 2025 asterisk. The blockchain and Web3 landscape experienced several notable developments today, primarily driven by strategic platform launches, evolving regulatory perspectives, and advancements in security and enterprise adoption. While the overall market sentiment remained cautiously optimistic, the day's headlines centered around specific initiatives from established players like Dynamo, Upbit, Binance, and Ant Group. Dynamo, Upbit introduces GIWA, a Korean Web3 ecosystem push asterisk. Most significant announcement of the day came from Dynamo, the operator of Upbit, South Korea's largest cryptocurrency exchange. The company unveiled GIWA, a new Layer 2 blockchain and Web3 infrastructure brand, signaling a concerted effort to establish a domestic alternative to the currently dominant Web3 ecosystems centered in the United States and Singapore. According to information released during the Upbit Developer Conference, GIWA aims to foster a vibrant Web3 community within Korea and attract local developers to build and deploy decentralized applications. The GIWA wallet demo was showcased at the conference, offering a glimpse into the platform's functionality. However, the official launch date of GIWA remains pending, with Dynamo stating they are focused on refining the platform based on initial developer feedback. The move aligns with a growing trend among major crypto exchanges, Coinbase with its Base chain and Binance with BNB chain, to exert greater control over their respective ecosystems and potentially capture a larger share of the Web3 market. Dynamo's strategy appears to be centered on building a tailored solution for the Korean market, potentially leveraging Upbit's existing user base and infrastructure. Changpeng Zhao, CZ, advocates for Web3 security amidst rising vulnerabilities. Binance founder Changpeng Zhao, CZ, used his extensive social media presence to emphasize the critical role of Web3 technologies in bolstering online security. In a series of posts, CZ argued that even traditionally trusted Web2 open source applications are increasingly susceptible to sophisticated attacks. He highlighted the inherent security advantages of Web3 tools, particularly smart contracts and decentralized applications, DApps, as a superior defense against vulnerabilities. Days of relying solely on centralized, open-source code for security are fading, CZ stated. Web3's immutability and distributed nature provide a fundamentally stronger framework for protecting digital assets and user data. CZ comments come amidst a growing awareness of security breaches within Web2 applications, suggesting a potential shift in user perception and a greater willingness to adopt Web3 solutions for enhanced security. He did not elaborate on specific vulnerabilities, but underscored the need for a proactive approach to security within the evolving Web3 landscape. Ant Group leverages blockchain for renewable energy asset tracking and tokenized investments. Ant Group, the financial technology giant, continued to demonstrate the growing applicability of blockchain technology in enterprise sectors, specifically within the sustainability space. The company announced its utilization of blockchain technology for tracking renewable energy assets, including wind turbines and solar panels, and facilitating tokenized investments in these assets. The initiative, built on AntChain, has already onboarded millions of power assets onto the network. This represents a significant step towards creating a transparent and verifiable record of renewable energy production. Furthermore, the project has secured substantial funding to link charging units and solar assets, suggesting a broader ecosystem is being built around the technology. Ant Group's move aligns with the increasing demand for sustainable investment solutions and leverages blockchain's capabilities for asset tracking, fractional ownership, and secure transactions. The project highlights the growing adoption of enterprise blockchain solutions in sectors focused on environmental responsibility. 5. Binance tests crypto inheritance feature. Initial user experience unsatisfactory asterisk. Binance also revealed it is currently testing a feature designed to allow families access to the crypto holdings of deceased users. However, the initial user experience has been deemed unsatisfactory and requires further refinement. Details regarding the functionality remain limited, but the company confirmed that the current system is not meeting user needs. This initiative reflects a growing recognition of the need for legal and practical solutions for managing crypto assets in estate planning scenarios. 1. Binance has not provided a timeline for improvements or a projected launch date for the feature. Summary of developments for September 9, 2025. Today's blockchain and Web3 news was characterized by strategic platform launches, particularly Dynamo's GIWA, which aims to establish a Korean Web3 ecosystem. Binance founder Changpeng Zhao emphasized Web3's role in enhancing online security, while Ant Group continued to demonstrate enterprise blockchain adoption through its renewable energy asset tracking initiative. Finally, Binance began testing a crypto inheritance feature, although the initial user experience was deemed inadequate. The developments collectively suggest a maturing ecosystem with increasing focus on security, enterprise applications, and practical solutions for managing digital assets. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.